time for Ask the Drunken Dwarf, right here on EQ Tuesday.
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebums. I will be reading your letters to the Drunken Dwarf. Are you ready, Dwarf?
What? Blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter. Dear Drunken Dwarf, we've been to the moon, or at least what's left of it, but we can't sit in a chair. What gives? Signed, still standing and seeking sand.
Well, this has been an ongoing debate on EQ Tuesday for quite some time now. Why can't we sit in chairs or lie down in beds? While we can, still we can get on our horses and we can ride those warg wolf thingies. To give an answer, we will straight to the development team. A member of the team who wishes to remain anonymous, and he had this to say!
Yeah, can I help?
Pardon me,
how did you get into my office? Get the heck out of here!
Hey,
holy crap, is that a Rotunda?
Yeah.
How'd you get out of the game?
I'm not feeling too good.
Oh, look out!
Cards and letters can be sent to the Neurathian home for people who aren't feeling right in the head.
That poor, poor man!
That's gonna leave a mark.
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, as you know, the Neurathian swimsuit season is almost upon us, and the lovely ladies of the lighter-skinned races will be out sunning themselves to a golden tan, which also means some will come home roasted like a Christmas turkey. What can be done to relieve their suffering? Signed, Sand in My Shorts of Willow Woods.
Yes, well, this is a problem that some ladies have every summer. You fall asleep and you get terribly burnt. You come home looking like a lobster fresh out of the pot. And there's only one thing you can do for pain like that. Get blind, stinking drunk! Cheez-It!
Yes, Bob.
Where's my ale?
I'll come right up.
Thank you very much. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, with the recent uncovering of Nariak, how will I be able to tell the difference between the Fae and the Arisai so I don't accidentally lend my assistance to the wrong side and get in trouble with Queen Antonia? Signed, Flustered with Fairies of Rivervale.
Yes, yes, I can understand why you'd be flustered with this fairy situation. Yes, well, from my understanding, the difference between them really is attitude. The Fae from Kalathan, they're very light and fluffy and very friendly, and they're always pranking on people. They play pranks, practical jokes. And the Arisai, they're concentrated little balls of death. That's right, with their sharp little wings and their dark eyes. And where the Fae would, like, put a tack on your chair and then laugh and flitter away, the Arisai would pick up the chair and beat your ass to death with it! That's right! They'll take the little chair and they'll beat you and drop you down!
Calm down, Dwarf! Sorry about that.
I went out on a tangent.
Yeah, it's all right. Are you all right?
I'm all right. Okay? Well, you see, on my way to the studio today, I was accosted by the Arisai.
What? You were accosted?
They came up from behind me and kicked my knees out from under me, and they took my ale, buddy.
Oh, Dwarf.
I'm without ale.
Oh, no.
Jason, yes, bring my ale.
Are you feeling better now? Sounds like it.
Yes. I'll be all right. Well, that's all the time we have for Ask the Drunken Dwarf here on EQ Tuesday. I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebums, reminding you that you can now email your questions to drunkendwarf@kithacore.org.
Or you can always contact us through online gaming radios, EQ Tuesday!
Oh, I love that show!
And now, back to Gethany and Delmon!